our understanding. Pour into our hearts such love towards you, that we, loving you above all things, may obtain your promises, which exceed all that we can desire. Through Jesus Christ, our Lord. Amen. O God, the author of peace and lover of concord, to know you is eternal life, and to serve you is perfect freedom. Defend us in all assaults of our enemies, that we, surely trusting in your protection, may not fear the power of any adversaries. Through Jesus Christ, our Lord. Amen. Heavenly Father, in whom we live and move and have our being, we humbly pray that your Holy Spirit may so guide and govern us that in all the cares and occupations of our daily life, we may never forget your presence, but may remember that we are always walking in your sight. Through Jesus Christ, our Lord. Amen.
And so we continue in prayer. Lord God, we thank you that many of our congregation, including our Rector John, will take opportunity for holiday and rest over these summer months. Mindful of climate concerns and busy travel, we pray that you will watch over them and that they will return to us safely. May each of us, whatever our circumstances, find some time to take our rest in you. And we pray for all those who have limited leisure opportunities. Refresh them in the midst of their work. We know, Lord, you will not turn anyone away. Help us all to find moments to reach out to you. Amen. Lord God, we pray for all who are finding life difficult, for those who are lonely, afraid, ill, or stressed. We ask that you would draw close to every one of them. Let them know their special place in your heart and grant to each of them your peace. Give rest at your feet to the weary and look with compassion on all who need your healing touch. We pray especially for all on our parish prayer list and for all who are bereaved. In a moment of silence, Lord, we bring before you those known to us in need of your loving care. Amen. Lord God, we all can see the tension and stress across our world, and our hearts ache for all those caught up in so many difficult circumstances. Help us to remember that our words and actions should always reflect our faith in you. In an ever-changing political and economic climate, we pray for those with influence and responsibility for global decision-making, that they may always seek solutions that are according to your will. Restore in them a right vision and sense of priorities. We pray for the so many people struggling with the rising cost of living and pray that our response to others may be generous and compassionate. Amen. Lord God, we give you thanks for the many opportunities you have provided for us. This morning, we thank you for all involved in the restructuring of our church building. We thank you for those who help facilitate our worship here in the hall. We praise you, Lord, for who you are and what you do and provide for us. May your word continue to grow in our hearts and bear fruit in our lives. In your name, Lord, we offer these and all our prayers. Amen.
Now, all of us join together again in singing this time the hymn, Almighty God, Your Word is Cast, number 378.
Thank you.
Let us pray. We look ahead now to the week to come, the opportunities, the challenges that may lie ahead. We pray for strength in all circumstances. We pray for Gerald, for Peter, and for all who are awaiting news. Go forth from this place in peace. May the Lord bless you and keep you. And the blessing of God Almighty, the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit remain with you now and always. Amen. The hymn, "And Can It Be That I Should Gain," 218 in the hymnal.